بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب جعل النوافل في البيت سوى الراتبة وغيرها، والأمر بالتحول للنافلة من موضع الفريضة أو الفصل بينهما بكلام. The chapter on the desirability of performing the nafil salah at home except for the sunnat, except for the farz salah. So one is a person performs Sunnat Salat at home except for the Faraz Salah, and a person he performs the Nafil Salah by moving away from the place that he read his Faraz Salah. So if he read his Faraz Salah at a spot, and when reading his Nafil Salah, moving away a little bit to another spot, and at a different spot reading the Nafil Salah, different spot from the Faraz Salah, he reads his Nafil Salah, Abil Fasli Bainahuma Bikalamin, or like how he has separated between that Faraz Salah and the Nafil Salah by moving slightly, is a separation between that Faraz Salah and his Nafil Salah by some type of speech. A person maybe has spoken to somebody as far as the Dini Masla is concerned, as some Dini talk is concerned, or there were some advices that were given in the Masjid after that particular Salah. So now that was some speech that had taken place, so there was a gap between the Faraz and the Nafil. So this is what this chapter is speaking about. Many times we would have seen from childhood that people read the Faraz Salah in one spot and then they wake up and they read the Nafil in a different spot. You see a little bit of movement in the Masjid. We've been doing it and practicing it, but here we realize that this is actually from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he has taught us to do this. There are many benefits for doing this. عن زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلوا أيها الناس في بيوتكم. زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه, he reported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people, O people, perform salah in your homes. This is referring to nafil salah. That perform the salah in your homes. Find the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, فَإِنَّ أَفْضَلَ الصَّلَاةِ صَلَاةُ الْمَرْءِ فِي بَيْتِهِ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَةِ. The most virtuous salah that a person can perform, a man can perform in his house, the most virtuous of salah that a man can perform is in his house. The most blessed salah that he can perform is in his house, except for the Faraz Salah. The Faraz Salah should be performed in the masjid. So what this hadith is teaching us is at home also need some salah. Bring that home alive with salah. Bring that home alive with aman. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, اجعلوا من صلاتكم في بيوتكم ولا تتخذوها قبورا. متفق عليه. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then perform some salah in your homes and do not make your homes like a qabrustan. Do not make your home like a graveyard. What is meant by this is that when a person, people that are in a graveyard, they're all in their qabrs. They're all lying in their qabrs. There isn't such generally that people are reading salah in their qabrs. They're all lying there. It's like a qabrustan. Nobody's reading salah. So don't make your house like that when nobody is reading salah at home. There should be people that are reading salah at home. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would encourage something known as a masjid fil bayt. Have one place in the house specially for salah. Now we normally a person would build a dining room, he'll build a lounge, he'll build a closet, he'll build a pantry, he'll build a kitchen. He's got different rooms. But one thing that we don't build that was is very nice to build is a salah room. If it's not a salah room, then it is a dedicated area for salah. This area is for salah. Carpet should be placed here, kept there. When a person walks in a house, he sees the musalla there, he sees the carpet there, he's encouraged to read nafil namaz at home because he's got one place. Sometimes because we've got the musalla folded and kept away, feel it a little bit hard. But even if we don't have a special room, if you've got one musalla in one place that's left there all the time, whenever a person walks in his house, he'd feel like reading some nafil salah. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that make some portion, read some salah at home and do not make your house into qabrustan. One explanation is, how in the qabrustan people are all lying in the qabrs, nobody is performing salah, so no salah is being read in your home. Another explanation ulama gives is that when a person goes to a qabrustan to visit the deceased, then there isn't any type of hospitality shown to him. The deceased don't bring food for him, they don't offer him something, they're all deceased. So like that, when people come to your house, don't make your house like a qabrustan if you don't offer anything. Always offer, show some hospitality to the visitors that come to your home, show them some kindness, show them some love. This is also from the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third explanation ulama give for this is that don't make your house into a qabrustan, mean don't bury people in the house. Don't make that house like a mazar. we bury the person in that house now where he passed away, and then now that becomes his graveyard, that becomes his qabr. We should have a separate qabrustan where people are buried. Don't make wala tattakhiduha qubura, don't make your home into a qabrustan, don't bury people in the home. Is the third explanation that ulama give in this hadith. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قضى أحدكم صلاته في مسجده فليجعل لبيته نصيبا من صلاته فإن الله جاعل في بيته من صلاته خيرا. عن جابر رضي الله عنه said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when you finished perform your farz salah in the masjid, then you should read some portion of your salah. You should perform some salah in your home, meaning your nafil salah, your sunnat salah, etc. If you can, perform it in your home. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَاعِلٌ فِي بَيْتِهِ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ خَيْرًا. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place blessings in his home because of a person's salah that is being read in the home. There is something to understand. That ulama, the fuqaha has given and have encouraged at some times also. That when a person fears, if I'm going to go home, then I'm going to get caught up with other things and I'm going to miss my sunnat, muqaddas salah. My nafil salah, I'm going to miss it because when I go home, I'll get busy with the children, I'll get busy with the grandchildren, I'll get busy with the wife, I'll get busy with the business. Other things will come and distract me. Now for that person, the better thing to do is to read his sunnat in the masjid. Why? Because he's not getting distracted. Often it happens, the person can go out of the masjid and he'll stand for 1 hour, 2 hours. A person will meet some friends and they'll say, let's go here, let's go there. And suddenly that namaz is got missed. Witr also gets missed, the sunnats get missed, the nafil get missed. So now the better thing for the person to do, finish all the salah in the masjid and then go out. And most of us will find we are in this category where there is no certitude that we would istiqamah, would properly will go home and perform our salah. Something will distract us. So therefore, if that's the situation that ulama and fuqaha have said, the better thing now in that situation is to finish your salah. But where that person has got that level of consistency, nobody will disturb him, he won't get disrupted. And for that person, the better thing for him to do is to go home and read his nafil salah. And before he comes, they get like. Likewise, before he comes to the masjid, if he can, perform sunnah salah, nafil salah, and then he comes to the masjid. And when he comes to the masjid, if it's not a makruh time, then he should try and read 2 rakats tahiyyat al masjid. Or if it's not, when I say makruh time, meaning makruh time to read any nafil salah. For example, if a person comes to the masjid before maghrib, now it's still the time after asr to maghrib. Now it's a makruh time, a person can't read 2 rakats of nafil salah. Or sometimes a person has finished his sunnat of fajr at home. Now he finishes his sunnat of fajr at home. But between the sunnat of fajr and the faraz of fajr, there is no other nafil namaz to read. So at that time now a person doesn't come into the masjid and read 2 rakats tahiyyatul masjid. Because after the sunnat of fajr, there is no other nafil namaz. Yes, a person wants to make qaza salah, he can make qaza salah. Or if he wants to make sajdah tilawat, he can make sajdah tilawat. No other nafil salah. So depending on the time, but if a person comes in, for example, he read his sunnat of zuhr at home, he came to the masjid, it's still time. So read nafil namaz, there is no problem. Or likewise, a person has read the sunnah of Isha at home and has come to the masjid, and there's still time, and he can read more salah in the masjid. Yeah, there is no problem. The person will just see what time it is, and accordingly, he can perform the nafil salah. One point to take away from this hadith is that there are certain things that bring about blessings in the home, and there are certain things that take away the blessings from the home. Very often, we bring those things into our home, take away the blessings. Those things that bring the blessings, like this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that salat will bring blessings in the home. We don't do those things. Those things that take away the blessing very often is the television that we've got at home. Like that, people have got magazines, and they think nothing. They say, no, these are just lifestyle magazines. New magazine, Cosmopolitan magazine, this magazine, that magazine. We don't realize that in those magazines, there's so many photos, and photos of ladies, photos of men, photos of people not dressed properly, and lifestyle of who? Lifestyle of the West, of the Kuffar. That we don't need to bring it to our home. We should actually only have those things that are Islamic in our home. And where there's photographs left in the home, then the malaika move away from the house. They don't even come to that home. The malaika of Rahmah don't come into that home where there is this photograph. So we have to be very careful what things we are bringing in the home, what we've got in our home. Actually, we should try and bring those things that will draw the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will ward off those things that are not good, rather than drawing the ill effects into our home and warding off the good effects. One of the ways to do it is bringing nafil salah in our homes. Obviously, this Quran, tilawat, zikr, etc. The person having talim at home also brings that barakat. So this is a very effective way. We should see that we don't have these things. Otherwise, people complain that in the home there's fighting, there's arguments, there's problems. Now, this all is stemmed by the fact, well, not all, but a lot of it is stemmed by the fact that people have got these instruments, got these items, got these articles in the home, take away the barakah, take away the malaika of rahmat from that home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdika, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.